Hello, hello, hello. I'm Jason.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Cinema Drive Quick Cuts here on LV426 Day. That's Aliens Day, folks.
That's right. It's April 26th, and my chest is bursting with the celebration of it all.
Ooh.
We love aliens. And that's all.
Yep. That's where the franchise ends.
But hey, that's enough, folks.
It absolutely is.
It's beautiful to celebrate these movies. I've never really celebrated Aliens Day. I usually find out at the end of the day that it was Aliens Day. I tend to watch Aliens a few months before, around like my birthday. So I don't know. Do you ever actually celebrate? I just wanted to celebrate today because I was actually like aware of it. But do you?
I will confess that I am always aware that it's Aliens Day. Very rarely do I actually sit down and watch, because I will watch both Alien and Aliens
right
around Aliens
Day. I feel like you've done that before.
Yeah, I do it pretty much every year because I absolutely love the first two movies, and I kind of really see them as one cohesive film. I know there's absolutely differences, but I like those two movies have made me, I hate to say, a fan of the entire franchise, but I keep going back to all the other movies, even though I know I don't love them.
Yeah.
But it whets my appetite for this universe.
Right.
Even though I feel like it lost its way movies and movies ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like anything that connects to it. I think it's the same reason I get excited for a Terminator sequel. I'm like, well, what are they going to do to connect to the original material? It's always so great. And Terminator the same way. First two movies are what we love, and not much of the others. I'm curious to see what the future holds for the franchise. Not because I'm excited, just because I know Ridley Scott like wants to do one more and then like do another trilogy that actually leads up to the beginning of Alien. And I'm just like, what are you actually doing here? And I feel like he gets distracted by like five other movies in between installments. I'll be curious. If we can actually get on track and he can kind of learn. The problem is I feel like Ridley Scott doesn't learn. He doesn't really care what people think, so he's not going to adjust his narrative to make them a bit tighter or more compelling. I think there's been some great ideas in Prometheus and Alien Covenant. But man, dude, I think Prometheus was like 2012 or something.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2012.
Well,
that's
and
a long time
and
ago.
That's the thing is, I mean, Ridley Scott has carved out, you know, his place in Hollywood, rightfully so, but I do feel like he can just do whatever he wants, and I think the direction that he's most interested in, I'm probably least interested in.
Yeah.
And so him wanting to focus on the cyborgs, the machines, and, you know, what's the relation to humanity and the relationship of creator and created. And
yeah.
I think that stuff is interesting within the whole narrative.
Some good ideas. Yeah.
But that's just not the focus of what I want. And I feel like Alien Covenant actually more successfully kind of moved the franchise a little bit more back to its roots.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some, I think, in my opinion, story missteps. And I still feel like there was that overarching narrative of, I just was not interested in the androids and could have done without them. Of course, I love the franchise so much because of the first two films. I'm willing to see what comes next.
Yeah, unlike the Planet of the Apes films where you kind of see how they lead up to the present, you know, the original ones. This one, you're just like, I think we can't get a hang on it. We can't get our brains around it. Like, where are you going with this? Like, what you want to see some kind of arc. And he's not really doing that.
Yeah.
Beautiful films. But yeah, either way, we've got Alien and Aliens to continue to bask in for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. Happy Aliens Day, all. Go back and listen to Season 1, Episode 9 to listen to our entire episode as we talk through some of the cool facts about the movie Aliens.
Absolutely. Quick Cuts out.